Kalkaska is throwing a party. It is the National Trout Festival, where the motto is, it's fish o'clock somewhere. Debbie Balloday is with us now from Kalkaska. And Debbie, my mom and dad had a little cottage near Kalkaska in the early 70s, and I remember being so impressed with that great big proud trout statue on Cedar Street. So this town takes trout seriously.
Yes, we do. That trout fountain has been there since 1966, and we have taken the time and expense to have it refurbished a couple of times to keep it looking sparkling, and kind of helps draw in the tourists, and they, you know, stop and take the pictures there when they're on Main Street.
Absolutely. So give us a little history. When did the town begin this festival to celebrate trout, and why?
Well, it started in the 30s, and it was a way from the Chamber of Commerce, a way to hopefully draw some folks in, celebrate all of the beautiful streams and rivers and lakes that we have here that are just chock full of trout, and just celebrate the area. And it's been celebrated with the exception of 2 years during World War II. So that's why we don't put annual in the name. It's just this year is the 83rd National Trout Festival.
That is impressive. That's some serious staying power there. So I've got to figure some of the events have to do with trout. Do you have fishing competitions?
We do. On Saturday, we have a youth fishing competition that takes place. It's out on M66, which is a private property, but these folks, out of the goodness of their hearts, have let us use their pond for a number of years now. And we go in and stock it with 1,000 trout, and 100 of them are tagged. And anytime a kid gets one of the tagged fish, they win a wonderful prize. And then we have two special fish that are a little bit bigger than the other ones, and they have a special tag on them. And that's a giant prize. That's a huge gift package worth probably $200.
And tell us about this year's Grand Marshal.
Well, there's a special story connected to this year's Grand Marshal. His name is Fred Perrin. And Fred was a junior at high school, here at Kalkaska High School, 1962. And he was asked by some members of the Chamber of Commerce, if we had a big memorial fountain that we put in downtown, what do you think it should look like? And he sketched it out. And from there, it went to a design architect, I believe, is who it went to in Traverse City. And they came up with a rendering. And then there were two gentlemen who created the mold for it. And then it was actually cast. So Fred somehow kind of got jumped over by history. And there was a plaque down at the Trout Fountain that's been there for years. And it lists all of those people, the people who are part of the Chamber of Commerce Board and the architect company in Traverse City, or the design company in Traverse City, and all of these people, but Fred's name was never mentioned. And the Trout Board became aware of this year when his son launched a personal campaign to get his dad the recognition that he deserved. And when we heard the story, of course, we jumped right on board with it. We're like, holy smokes, we've got to do right by this gentleman.
Very good. So you're circling around and giving credit where it's due for that big trout fountain.
So when we have our opening ceremony Thursday evening, we are installing and dedicating a plaque that names Fred as the original sketch artist designer of the trout fountain, and also that he was being honored this year as our grand marshal. And he graciously agreed to design our logo for this year. So that beautiful It's Fish O'Clock Somewhere logo that has his name right across the front in the little pool of water under the clock. And so we wanted everybody to know that he was the artist for that, and giving him the credit that he deserved.
That's fantastic. Debbie, what's your favorite memory through the years from this festival?
Well, when I was quite young, I want to say I was about 5, I won one of those wonderful fishing pole prizes from the trout pond for the kids fishing. And then, of course, as a teenager, you have, you know, hanging out with all your friends, going on the tilt-a-whirl and staying out late and all those wonderful things. Since I've become actively involved the last few years as part of with the director, I just really like watching the folks. I've been a people watcher anyhow, but it's just a lot of fun to sit back and watch the folks have fun.
I have to ask you, do you fish now?
I do not. I haven't fished since I was a little kid. I don't know that I actually could bait the hook myself.
Well, everybody is welcome to come to Kalkaska April 25th to the 28th, and you can go to nationaltroutfestival.com and get all the details and the schedule. Debbie, thank you so much for talking with us, and have a great time celebrating the trout.
Thank you so much, and everybody, like you said, everybody is welcome, and we can't wait to see everybody. It's going to be a great weekend.